Gomarjo of Fillmore Street. This is TheWheelPod.com, The Week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from the San Francisco Hippodrome, the Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 30th of April. On this date in 1492, Spain gives Christopher Columbus his commission of exploration and exploitation, but that's not written on the form. 1789, the first presidential inauguration with George Washington makes a speech from a balcony on Wall Street in Lower Manhattan. 1803, the Louisiana Purchase concluded with the U.S. more than doubling its size for $15 million. Thank you, Napoleon, for all the debt you incurred during all those wars. 1900, the legendary but real railroad engineer Casey Jones dies in a train wreck in Vaughan, Mississippi, while trying to make up time on a Cannonball Express. 1945, Adolf Hitler commits suicide. 1948, the original Land Rover debuts. 1975, 40 years ago today, South Vietnam surrenders. 1993, CERN announces the World Wide Web protocols will be free. Let us all take a moment to imagine they had decided to copyright and trademark them. Thank you, CERN. 2004, U.S. media releases graphic photos of American soldiers abusing and humiliating Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. Birthdays today are brownie chef Alice B. Toklas, Texas lifestyle icon Willie Nelson, Wesleyan genius Annie Dillard, Danish director Lars von Trier, Canadian Prime Minister without end. Hey, do you know who the Prime Minister of Canada is? Really? Right now, do you know who the Prime Minister of Canada is? Well, it's been this guy for a long time. Stephen Harper, it's his birthday, as well as actor Kirsten Dunst. Today is Armed Forces Day. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast is written by Ari Swieka. My Georgian Journal and Fides Spelik for this week is about the EU's decision that Gazprom is a monopoly and they have engaged in anti-competitive pricing in five EU countries. The EU has a right to fine them up to 10% of revenue, which could be up to, but won't be, by my count, which may be wrong, $10 billion. I think they'll choose to settle. If you'd like to comment on the form or ask a question, go to TheWheelPod.com or send us an email at TheWheelPod@gmail.com. By the way, after a late-night mess at a restaurant recently, some internationals were pulled in by the police, treated appallingly, eventually threatened in order for them not to complain about it. Anybody else have any run-ins recently with police in Georgia? Be interested to hear about it. Send us whatever you can in keeping with Georgian journalistic traditions, which we take very seriously. We are happy not to source. Let us know. On the 28th of April, the Minister of Environment, Elguja Khorishvili, filed his resignation, citing family reasons, as they always do. He said his family lives abroad in Germany and he'll go join them. On the 29th of April, Sports Minister Levan Kipiani also left his post. It was decided during a meeting of the Georgian Dream Political Council the night before. They said there were many accusations against Kipiani from the Sports Ministry Committee. Kipiani is the third cabinet minister to resign this week and the seventh to be changed since the current government won Parliament's confidence vote in July 2014. According to the Constitution, if a third of the 20-member Parliament is changed since the last confidence vote, then a new confidence vote is needed by Parliament. Prime Minister Khadabashvili commented that this is happening is what is happening is a healthy political process. He will present to Parliament no changes in his cabinet except for those two ministers who stepped down on the 28th and 29th of April. He called on the President and Parliament to carry out the confidence vote as quickly as possible. Khadabashvili's office said that he will name the two ministers on the 1st of May. In the morning, according to the Constitution, a candidate named by the largest group in Parliament, in this case Georgian Dream, Otsneva ruling coalition, has to be nominated by President Margvelashvili within 7 days. Prime Minister Designate will then have to name cabinet members and submit them to Parliament within the next 7 days. After that, Parliament will have 7 days to vote. Cabinet will be confirmed if it receives the support of at least 75 MPs. There are currently 149 members of Parliament. One seat is vacant. Georgian Dream ruling coalition holds 87 seats in the Parliament, UNM 50, Free Democrats 8. Four seats are held by independent lawmakers. By the way, related to Kipiani, with this Youth Olympics showing up, they've got to build an Olympic-sized pool. A fair amount of money has been allocated for that. Considering that Gigi Ugulava is in jail on endless pretrial detention for corruption charges, somebody take a look at Kipiani and where the money for that pool has gone. On the 28th of April, the National Bank said it has sold a further $20 million at the foreign currency auction. The lari fell by slightly over 1% that day and was trading at 2.3087 per U.S. dollar, its lowest level since March 1999. The lari has lost 31.6% of its value against the U.S. dollar since early November 2014. This was the central bank's fifth intervention this year after selling a total of $160 million on four separate occasions. Previously, February and April 2015. Also, there's a new exchange rate for the euro. 1 euro is 2.5239 lari. On the 26th of April, BI hosted his political talk show 2030. He claimed that President Margvelashvili has joined the opposition. He also criticized Kaja Koshorize, former head of GYLA, who's now an advisor to the president, saying that he has an opposition attitude, which reveals his positions. BI criticized Eka Gigaudi, executive director of the hardest working NGO in the Caucasus, TI Georgia, saying that she and Koshorize are furthering the interests of the UNM. He said his suspicions were backed by the fact that Gigaudi and Koshorize's statements and activities are in line with the UNM political agenda. BI noted that in June 2013, they refused to attend a screening organized by the Ministry of Internal Affairs of videos showing inhumane treatment of prisoners illegally filmed during the Misha government. BI was also critical of their activities in the This Affects You Too campaign, which is to protect citizens' privacy against the completely illegal and unconstitutional surveillance by intelligence services that the current interior ministry and political leadership find convenient to continue from the former government, which also found it convenient. Head of TI, Eka Gigaudi, responded on her Facebook page refuting all the accusations and describing BI's criticism as comical because, quote, he accuses the media and NGOs for conspiring with the former government while he himself was a top sponsor of the last two governments, end quote. I have talked to Gigaudi about her walking out of that video screening, and she said that she did not think it was appropriate for the government to invite people to a presentation and discussion about torture and about the policy, and then show them incredibly graphic videos of people being tortured. I agree. Also, BI alluded to several times to Tiniko Hida, went in the show to Tiniko Hidashelli's Facebook page and her responses to TI's allegations of nepotism. The number of Cartu and BI's people hired in the new government, including drivers becoming Gum Gabellis and that sort of thing. TI's campaign about nepotism has really resonated with the public, the Georgian dream. Otsneva feels like this is political, although you could also argue that it resonates with the public because there's lots of nepotism, but who am I to say? Following up on visits, Foreign Minister Tomiko Berdyshvili is on a four-day visit to UN headquarters in New York. She met with the UN Deputy Secretary General, Chief of Cabinet, President of the 69th Session of the UN General Assembly, Anki Bokers-Knol, the Chairperson of the Upper House of the Dutch Parliament, is visiting Georgia from the 29th of April to the 1st of May. Healthcare Minister Dato Segedenko is in Kiev for the International Support of Ukraine Conference. During the visit, he met with Ukraine's healthcare minister, Sandro Kvitashvili. On the 27th of April, Kvitashvili was a Georgian health minister from 2008 to 2010. Sergeyenko said Georgia is ready to continue giving humanitarian assistance in the form of medical supplies, hosting injured servicemen for rehabilitation, or hosting children of war. Prime Minister Garibashvili had a phone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on the 29th of April. Garibashvili said after that, Merkel has plans to visit Georgia, but did not give any dates. Locals in Terjola and Imereti have threatened a protest against Jehovah's Witnesses. In turn, the Jehovah's Witnesses claim that they are being discriminated against on religious grounds. About a year ago, Orthodox Christians in Terjola said that they were against the construction of a new Kingdom Hall in the town located close to a school. In June 2014, there were protests against it, and the local government decided to halt construction work. Jehovah's Witnesses then sued the town administration, known as a Gam Geoba, in Zestaponi Court, and won. The decision is not enforced yet, as the Gam Geoba is preparing an appeal. A lawyer for the Jehovah's Witnesses group now says they received a threatening letter on the 21st of April. The head of the Orthodox Church in Terjola responded that someone is making a provocation to make it look like church leaders are persecuting Jehovah's Witnesses. The Gam Geoba has offered the Jehovah's Witnesses a different location for the hall and also offered to mediate the conflict. Georgia signed an agreement with the American pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences on the 21st of April to begin a mass trial introducing a new hepatitis C medicine. Gilead Sciences will use Georgia as a test bed by distributing the drugs to patients for free. They will test the recently approved pill Sovaldi and a new one called Harvoni. About 100,000 people may be included in the trial. According to Health Minister Dr. Saganenko, the government plans to pay 70% of diagnostic costs for socially vulnerable people. Diagnosis cost is 480 lari. The rest of the whole treatment will be free, which can be up to $100,000. Government Commission for Doctors, NGOs, and Partners, the American company that has been set up to decide whom to include in the government program. According to the most recent data from the HIV-AIDS Center and Clinic Immunology Center, there are about 120,000 people with hepatitis C in Georgia, which is a very high rate internationally. Last week, there was a meeting of U.S.-Georgia Defense and Security Working Group in Tbilisi. It's one of the four interagency groups established to address priority areas of the U.S.-Georgia Strategic Partnership Charter signed in January 2009. The U.S. delegation, including the well-known Clint Eastwood of the Department of Defense, Evelyn Farkas, reaffirmed the additional $20 million in security assistance to Georgia through the European Reassurance Initiative. They also discussed maritime security, counter-narcotics, and cybercrime. As a reminder, next month there'll be joint U.S.-Georgia military drills, Noble Partner, at the Vaziani base, which U.S. delegations said will be the most robust exercises that the United States has conducted with Georgia to date. It was reported that another former Georgian official was appointed to an official post in Ukraine, Gizo Ugulava, who was Georgia's deputy chief prosecutor 2010 to 2012, became one of the two deputies to head Ukraine's anti-corruption bureau. Until recently, Ugulava was a practicing lawyer and managing partner at the Tbilisi-based law firm LCS. He was one of the defense lawyers of former Tbilisi mayor Gigi Ugulava, who has been in pretrial detention since July 2014. World Bank Group confirmed a $60 million loan for Georgia. It's an international bank for reconstruction and development, a flexible loan with a 25-year maturity and a 14-year grace period. This loan was the first in a series of three development policy operations, DPOs, aimed at stimulating private sector productivity, fostering investment, and creating a fair business environment that enables growth by small and medium enterprises and new firms. In other words, it will be given to consultants. European Investment Bank opened a representative office in Tbilisi on the 30th of April. Prime Minister Garabashvili met with EIB Vice President. Also, the Bank of Georgia signed a 40 million euro loan agreement with the EIB to finance investment projects promoted by SMEs. I'd love to see those business plans if they ever come out. Misha was in Baku on the 29th of April. For a summit of former presidents, the prosecutor's office asked Azerbaijan to detain and extradite him to Georgia. Misha maintains he has official status of a Ukrainian official. Azerbaijan declined to extradite him. On the 26th of April, a Greek Supreme Court upheld a decision by a lower court to reject an extradition request by Data Khalaya, former head of Georgia's domestic intelligence agency. According to his lawyers, the Greek Supreme Court explained that Akhalaya is the subject of political persecution and the charges against him are illegal. Prosecutor General's office claims that the issue of considering the charges is not necessary under international treaties regulating extradition requests between Georgia and Greece. Interpol has issued a red alert asking for the detention and possible extradition of Data Akhalaya. In April 2014, the Tbilisi City Court sentenced Data Khalaya in abstention to 3 years and 9 months in jail for abusing official powers. Gaila has asked Prosecutor General's office to launch an investigation into the destruction of the Sakdrisi gold mine in December 2014. The mining company, which owns the site, RMG Gold, had announced on the 13th of December 2014 that they resumed work at the number one area of Sakdrisi. Gaila claims they did not have permission from the Technical and Construction Supervisory Agency when they started mining blasts and only received the license on the 6th of January 2015. Gaila has also referenced Article 259(1) of the Criminal Code about illegal work and damaging an archaeological site. BI is intimately involved in this whole situation, so you know. Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe plans to create a new subcommittee to deal with frozen conflicts between Council of Europe member states. Great. It won't be a conflict resolution mechanism, but aims to use parliamentary diplomacy to support existing resolution mechanisms. The subcommittee is expected to deal with the conflicts over Nagorno-Karabakh, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, Northern Cyprus, Transnistria, and Crimea, and pending developments, Eastern Ukraine, and aims to include many, many trips for the members of the committee. So, I guess that's not a bad thing. What they're going to do with that in Strasbourg, who knows? Finland completed the ratification process of the Georgia-EU Association Agreement. Parliament ratified the document in late March, but it then needed to be signed by the president to come into force. On the 30th of April, the Czech Republic ratified the association agreement. All parties in the Czech Parliament voted in favor, except the communists, which abstained, being communists. Czech Republic is the 19th EU member country to ratify the association agreement. Georgia and Chile established visa-free travel for people with diplomatic service and official passports. The agreement will come into force on the 1st of May. So what that means is that there is no visa-free travel for normal Georgians to Chile. On the 24th of April, a parliamentary delegation led by Vice Speaker Manana Kobakhidze participated in the ceremonies in Armenia, marking the centenary of the genocide against Armenians by Ottoman forces. Kobakhidze chairs the Georgian-Armenian Group of Friendship Parliament in Tbilisi. Representatives of the Armenian community held a rally outside of the Turkish embassy, calling to recognize the massacre as genocide. Following up on last week's story, on the 27th of April, fighter Georgi Janelidze, who was killed in Ukraine, was buried at the Mukhat Gverdi Cemetery. There was a public funeral service in Kashveti Church. Members of the national movement attended, as well as Alexei Petriashvili of the Free Democrats. Nobody from the ruling party. According to a new report by the Ministry of Internal Affairs, crime level went down by more than 15% in the first 3 months of 2015 compared to the same period last year. 52% of crimes were solved. Deputy Interior Minister said that the new government has employed a new methodology for how to register crimes electronically. Earlier, this was done on paper, and there was, quote, a possibility of manipulating the data, end quote, by which he means that the data was manipulated. The Ministry of Internal Affairs press spokesperson under the National Movement said that the new report is falsified, that in reality there is no reduction in severe crime. Delegation of the National Bank of Moldova came to Tbilisi last week to learn about Georgia's cash management system, the aim of establishing a similar one in their country. They toured the National Bank's cash center. 16 buildings in the Olympic Village in Tbilisi, built for the upcoming European Youth Olympic Festival in June, will be gifted to IDPs after the games are over. Government purchased the Olympic Village near the Tbilisi Sea from Chinese company Hualing Group, which built it. A Georgian-born American soccer player made headlines this week after he scored a free-kick goal from more than 55 meters out. San Antonio Scorpions midfielder Zura Tsiskeridze scored while playing against Minnesota United FC on the 25th of April, just minutes after the match started. 28-year-old Tsiskeridze was born in Tbilisi but moved to the U.S. as a child. According to a poll by the organization the National Anti-Corruption Committee conducted in Abkhazia, in early April, 82% of respondents stated that corruption is a serious threat for Abkhazia, 84% do not trust government agencies, 85% don't trust local government. So 15% are actually employed by the government of Abkhazia, I guess. During the visit of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko in Georgia, an agreement was signed to recognize Batumi and the Belarusian town of Brest as twin cities. The idea is to promote bilateral collaboration in tourism and culture. Georgia's women's chess team was crowned world champions after winning the World Women's Team Chess Championship on the 28th of April. Their final match was against China. They won every game except one against Russia in the first tour, which ended in a draw. While this is their first win as global champions, in the past, the women's team won chess Olympiads in 1992, 1994, 1996, and 2008. On another note, Georgia will host the European Women's Individual Championship 2015 in Chakvi Ajada on the Black Sea. from the 18th to the 31st of May. Investigative bodies from the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Internal Affairs arrested two Turkish citizens who are members of an international criminal group. They were arrested on charges of property damage through fraud, unlawful access to computer systems, and tampering with information. Investigators claim the two men installed signal receiver devices throughout Tbilisi without the appropriate registration, that they discovered special equipment, SIM boxes, transmitter antennas, computer hardware, and tens of thousands of SIM cards that allowed them to convert international phone calls into local calls, so that telecommunication companies were suffering major losses on international calls. Huh. Sounds very dramatic. As we said earlier, today is Armed Forces Day. Defense Minister Mindia Janalidze and the Chief of the General Staff of the Armed Forces held a ceremony at the Army Training Grounds in Tbilisi. All military bases in Georgia are hosting Open Door Day, in which family members of the military servicemen can come and visit. On the 30th of April, 1991, Army conscription was officially launched into the Georgian Army. Georgian designers are supporting victims of domestic violence in a charity project called Kindness is Always Fashionable. There is a fashion exhibition in Europe. What does that mean? About domestic violence? So it's kind not to engage in domestic violence, but okay, sure, why not? I mean, hey, kindness is always fashionable, so that's true. There was a fashion exhibition at Europe House near Freedom Square until the 30th of April. Viewers could buy clothing, and the money allocated from the exhibition will be transferred to the beneficiaries of an organization that supports women who suffered from domestic violence. Construction of the new Iveria Holy Virgin Mary Church on Machata Hill in Tbilisi was completed over the weekend. Prime Minister Kharabashvili attended the ceremony. Pata Burchaladze was one of the main organizers and contributors to the construction. On the 24th of April, pieces by Georgian composer and pianist George Oakley were performed at Steinway Hall in New York by five musicians, including two Georgian pianists. There will not be a military parade for Independence Day celebrations on the 26th of May. During Misha's presidency, the military parade used to be a key component of the celebrations. This is the third year in a row that the government is not planning a military parade. Instead, there will be exhibitions, an oath-taking ceremony for recruits, and a concert, and military equipment and machinery will be exhibited along Rustavelli Avenue. Also, all World War II veterans will receive an allowance of 1,000 lari each as a gift from the 9th of May Victory Day celebrations. Veterans usually meet at the memorial to the unknown soldier in Vake Park to mark the day. Companies operating in Georgia, as well as government agencies that promote gender equality, will be recognized at the 4th Annual Gender Equality Awards 2015 in June. Entries are now being accepted until the 18th of May. There are four categories. Grand Award for Gender Equality, the Award for Gender Balance at the Executive Level, the Award for Best and Innovative Gender Policy, and Woman Entrepreneur Award. Apply at www.ge.undp.org. Group of British officials visited Georgia to learn about the country's investment potential in the agricultural sector and will be sharing information with UK investors. UK delegation included the heads South Caucasus group Neil Ford, met with Deputy Minister of Agriculture. A delegation from the Japanese Foreign Ministry will visit Tbilisi on the 1st and 2nd of May to discuss trade and investment. Brussels on the 27th of April, there was a business conference about Georgia's new trade opportunities with the EU, hosted by the EU-Georgia Business Council. I happen to know a Kiwi farmer that I sat next to on a plane that was going to speak there, who are selling Georgian Kiwis, by the way, in a ginormous German supermarket. 27-year-old opera singer Sophie Kobiridze will perform the role of Hansel in Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel fairy tale opera at the Royal Theatre in Turin, Italy, from the 8th to the 12th of May. She posed on her official Facebook page a photo of her boyish costume. Kobiridze studied at the Vincenzo Bellini Conservatory in Catania, Sicily, from 2010 to 2013. Engelbert Humperdinck. Glad to know that he's taken seriously in Turin. Italian women's fashion brand Weekend Max Mara opened its first store in Georgia, located at 50 Chavchavadze Avenue. The deputy economy minister and Italian ambassador, both women, attended the opening ceremony. Georgia is celebrating International Jazz Day on the 30th of April. Tbilisi will host bassist Ron Carter, who will teach a master class at Tbilisi State Conservatory. Carter will also perform at a gala concert at Rustavelli Theater. There's a new Georgian bistro fast food restaurant in Manhattan called Tone Cafe and Georgian Bread Bakery. You can get bread and all the regional khachapuris. The original cafe is in Brooklyn, founded in 1999, but was remade into a fast food cafe in December 2012. So now there's a Manhattan location, too. The owners want to expand and open 10 cafes around Manhattan and Long Island. And by the way, there is still no Georgian restaurant in San Francisco. Georgian National Ballet Sukashvili will perform in front of the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt. The special concert was initiated by the Embassy of Georgia in Egypt and will be held on the 26th of May for Georgia's Day of Independence. Parliamentary news. Parliament's Economic Committee said last week that Parliament plans to hold a committee hearing with the Economy Minister, Finance Minister, and Head of the National Bank to discuss the depreciation of the lari. Following up on previous week's stories, President Margvelashvili announced plans to organize a conference to discuss the electoral system reform. In a press release on the 28th of April, the president's office advocated replacing the majoritarian system with a proportional system. Margvelashvili already met with representatives from non-parliamentary parties and civil society groups about it. As a reminder, Georgia has a mixed system in which 73 lawmakers in the 150-seat parliament are elected in majoritarian single-mandate constituencies. The remaining 77 seats are allocated proportionally under the party list contest among political parties which clear a 5% threshold. You know what they have in Latvia that's really cool? They have the regular party list, but you can do a plus or a minus next to the candidate. So if lots of people like or dislike candidates on the list and they vote for that party, it changes the order of the list, which I think is just awesome. The size of the single-mandate majoritarian constituencies vary by number of voters, ranging from over 150,000 voters in the largest one to less than 6,000 voters in the smallest one. International election monitoring missions have repeatedly raised the issue, noting that such a huge discrepancy in the size of single-mandate constituencies undermines the equality of the vote. Scrapping the majoritarian system will require a constitutional change, which requires the support of at least 113 members of parliament. If a decision is made to keep the system but reform it, it may require amendments only to an election code without introducing changes to the constitution. As you may remember, a week or two ago, I wrote about the system of regional party lists, which would be the best system, what the Republicans want. I've heard that's not going to happen because Otsneba feels that they're going to do better in the election with the current system. But the best way to do it would be regional party lists. Meme this week is a deputy sports minister being interviewed this morning. The morning it was revealed that his minister resigned. When asked about it, he said he was reading a book all night and has no idea what's going on. Stuff to read. UNDP Georgia has a short documentary on shepherd's troubles in Vashlovani and Tusheti. For updates on Pankizi Kis fighting in Syria, follow Johanna Parazuk's blog on Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. In this post, she quotes Georgian political scientist Nachkebia, who says that people in Pankizi know the names of the people operating in the valley to recruit their kids to fight. Nachkebia alleges that the ISIS recruiters in Georgia were foreign nationals who were in the country legally and who had gathered around them a group of Georgian fanatics. Parazuk notes that the Georgian Kis are fighting alongside a number of militant groups in Syria, not just Daesh or ISIS or IS or Islamic State, and named three Chechen-led groups. A story in Roads and Kingdoms of an Armenian refugee family from Syria settling and planting trees in Karabakh. Jumpstart Georgia has a Lari Explorer where you can check out what rates different banks are giving for Lari exchanges. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty photojournalist Georgi Gogua covers an Easter pilgrimage in Samargala for people praying to have children. The CIRC blog this week provides a snapshot of which issues Georgians think NGOs actually address and compares it with what Georgians think NGOs should be doing. It's quite interesting. Take a look. All these things to read posted on our forum. Geocapital number is 75. This is Georgia's country ranking in military strength, according to magazine Global Firepower. What a great name for a magazine. Number one is, it's sort of like, you know, there's Jane's, but that's a little wonky. And so Global Firepower is sort of like the Time to, you know, economists. Number one is U.S. Two is Russia. Three is China. Oh, my God. China could totally do Russia in a war. Are you kidding me? Armenia is one up from Georgia at 74, which is crazy because Armenia is much more serious than Georgia's, I think. The list uses over 40 factors to determine each country's power index score. The factors for small but technologically advanced countries to compete with larger but less developed ones. It factors for that. Some announcements. The 6th annual New Wine Festival 2015 will be held at Dead to Anna Park in central Tbilisi on the 9th of May from 11 to 6. It's free, and you can sample over 70 wines from around the country, all for free. Everyone gets drunk in the middle of the day, so teach and learn, people. You know, make note. That's the 9th of May. Georgian Wine Club is organizing the event. The Tbilisi Open Air 2015 Music Festival will start on the 3rd of July. It's a 5-day event. It will be held at the Tbilisi Sea New City. The Tbilisi Sea New City. The headline acts include Russian rock star Zemfira, English alternative rock bands Placebo and Archive, American blues rock diva Beth Hart, heavy metal band Black Label Society, Australian experimental collective group Soap and Skin, British trio Tiger Lilies, and more. Load of DJs and local bands. Tickets can be purchased at www.tbilisiopenair.ge/en/. For those in Washington, D.C., Georgian, D.C., that's Georgian, D.C., all written together, will have an annual picnic on the 24th of May from noon to 6 p.m. It's at Glen Carlin Park in Arlington. Go to their Facebook page to get more details. In New York, the American Friends of Georgia will be having a 20-year anniversary reception benefit. It's on the 4th of June from 6 to 8, the Ukrainian Institute of America. Go to afgeorgia.org, read more, get tickets. British Georgian Society is holding its third annual seminar at Pembroke College, Cambridge, on the 12th of June, starting at 2 p.m. It's about Georgia regional changes and opportunities, with a keynote address by the First Deputy Foreign Minister of Georgia. Write to them if you want to attend. info@britishgeorgiansociety.org. And tomorrow, the 1st of May, at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, opening by the artist Uta Bekaya, that's 1st of May, 7 p.m. at the Vasquez Window Gallery, 93 Forest Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11206. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @TXTBUK. Our email is tbilpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with live from just after 1 p.m. Saturday, the 16th of August, 1969, near Woodstock, New York. This is Country Joe McDonald with the I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die rag.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time. Wonder why we all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I'm in this war a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made, supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just over pray that if they drop the bomb, we're dropping on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when you're blowing all the kingdom comes. Sing it! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. Expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Come on, mothers, sit up and land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. The send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one to buy your block. Now you're walking home in the box. All right. 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. What the pearly gates?
Please.